You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got a special guest in the studio, Kia ora Mousy, aka Serena. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm great.
It's very nice to have you up here today. Very exciting. You've got your guitar in hand and a record as well on the desk here. Beautiful cover of My Friends, your brand new album. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. It's nice to be here. It feels like release day. I'm doing stuff. I'm dressed. It's like 8:39
a.m.
Normally I wouldn't be dressed at this time. So excellent. That's how you know it's release day.
How does it feel to have this out in the world? Last time we spoke was when you put My Hands Are Made of Glass out, which is a stunning, very heartbreaking, amazing song. And we were chatting a wee bit about prepping for this album coming into the world. What does it feel like now that it is out and about?
The messages are starting to come in. We just released the video for $1 Wednesdays. I posted it just before I came. So when the comments come in and like the likes come in and people are listening to it, that's when it feels real.
Yeah, totally.
Because I've been listening to this album for a long time, but now everyone else is listening to it. So yeah.
And I think as well, we've talked a bit about the community around this record because it's kind of in the title. It's about your friends. It's written for your friends. It's a different type of maybe way of writing for you. You spoke about that as well last time, kind of trying to force yourself into a new avenue. Refresh our memories a wee bit. What is this album all about?
It's very self-explanatory. It's about my friends. And every song is kind of dedicated to a friend. I don't think each song sums up that friend or that relationship by any means. It's a moment in the year that I was writing, and some people I love so much and their songs are very sad, and that's just because we might have had a conflict and I had an emotional response, so I wrote a song about it. But every single song is about a different person and a different experience.
When you have those relationships and then you also are putting it into music, do you talk about it with your friends before the song, or do you say, hey, I've written a song about you, or do you sort of sneakily put it out there and hope they don't know it's about them? What's the vibe for that?
I don't know if I could keep it to myself.
Yeah.
So I do tell them. I think everyone knows. And if they don't, then
they will now.
Yeah, well, there's one named after my friend, Rachel, so she's definitely going to know. No, she knew beforehand that she had a song. Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, I'm definitely not great at keeping secrets, so they know.
You've been making some amazing videos as well. As you just mentioned, you've just put one out in the world. I love the video for The Bench, which you made with Martin Sagadam. We actually chatted with Martin yesterday about all the videos that they have been getting up to. Do you enjoy the visual part of music making?
I do, because Martin is amazing and I've always worked with them, and so is Kirk. He's amazing as well. I think I hate being in front of the camera at any point. I just forget how to be normal. Like, it's like you're in drama class and then it's like, okay, now just how do you walk and and it's just like, I don't know how I walk.
Stephen Merchant sketch? Have you seen that one, the GCSE drama sketch?
And no.
It's like, oh God, it's so accurate.
What's going on?
Moving all the chairs around in the dark, and it's just so stressful. But I think we all feel like that sometimes, even not at high school drama.
Yeah, just like, I just seize up. Whether it's a photo or a video, I get extremely awkward and my face changes. So I'm being recorded right now. And I actually don't feel the normal judgmental kind of feeling that I feel from the camera.
Our lovely team in the studio are so fantastic and
friendly
chill.
Faces behind the camera definitely helps.
Exactly. That must be a nice thing as well then, to be making those videos with people that are your mates and have been like friends maybe before they were collaborators. Do you think that changes the game a wee bit?
Yeah, it's definitely been essential for getting confident, because for the bench that was a lot. Like, I'm not usually that out there. I go psycho physically in that video. I'm not like super confident with movement,
but
I did some training with my friend Robin to get me kind of more confident, and everyone was so supportive on the set. Like, Kirk and Martin and all the girls, everyone was so supportive and just like, yeah, you know, they just saw how much I was putting myself out there, I think. It was super encouraging, so that was great.
We are talking about this album in the context of the redness of right now, but there is some exciting stuff to look forward to in April, which is a Mousy tour. Tell us a wee bit about that.
Yes, I don't even know if I'm supposed to announce this right now, but no.
I've got a press release, so I'm imagining it's in the world.
Well,
I hope it is.
Yeah. The tour's out, but we've got some amazing opening acts that I I'm going to talk about it because
scoop.
They're so cool. We've got Neve Strang in Dunedin. We've got Pretty Stoked in Christchurch. We've got Bub in Auckland.
Awesome.
And in Wellington, we've got Mitch Zachary, who's just moved to Wellington from Christchurch. And they're going to be amazing shows. I just can't wait to see the opening acts. That's what I'm excited for.
I think that's something that everybody who tours knows to be true. Seeing the other bands play makes it real. It's like you're at a party together and it's all your mates, and that's what makes the magic, seeing the crowd come in. We've missed that in recent times, and I think we're all looking forward to getting into that a little bit.
Yeah.
How do you feel about playing these songs live? Is it something have you road tested any of these before? Have you had a chance to play them out?
Yeah, we did a bunch of them on our last tour, so a bunch of the songs from the new record, because we road tested them before we recorded most of them, maybe all but one. So
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think we just need a quick refresher as a band. I think we've got two rehearsals.
Nice.
But it's going to sound good for sure.
Well, I reckon we should have a listen. Since you've got your guitar here, what are you going to play for us this morning?
Well, because we just released $1 Wednesdays, the music video, and because it's such a happy song, I'll play that one.
Fantastic. Well, take it away when you're ready.
To do $1 Wednesdays at the Civic Video, we'd walk there from your big white house, watch Adam Sandler movies on your couch. Now we're living in a house we own, and you're never gonna leave me alone. What a beautiful thing to do, I will never stop loving you. Remember when we started dating, standing at the bus stop waiting in the rain? Then you would say, how about I drive you home today? Fast forward, now we're driving in a car we own, and you're never gonna leave me alone. What a beautiful thing to do, I will never stop loving you. And you taught me to drive, and how I'll spend my whole life, staring at a sunset. I can't find a better view. I'll never stop loving you. Staring at a sunset. Stop loving you. I'll never stop loving you. I will never stop loving you. Oh, I'll never stop loving you. I will never stop loving you. Oh, I'll never stop loving you. I will 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 never stop loving you.
Woohoo! Woo! That was so beautiful. Thank you. I feel like I'm grinning from ear to ear. What a lovely
so
song.
Good.
Shout outs to Civic Video as well. Big Ototahi hours for sure.
Yeah.
That's great. That's the one that's got a brand new video out today too, which is very exciting.
Uh-huh. And it's about my beautiful husband, Chris, and he edited the video.
Oh.
So yeah, very proud of him.
That is so nice. You've got one more for us, eh?
Yep.
What are we going to hear this time?
We're going to hear the last track on the record, and it's called Stormy Boy, dedicated to my first dog and my old best friend.
Lovely.
I'll back you up, lay you down on a flower bed with a flower crown. You metamore, you're Jesus Christ, you're a brother, sister, dog and wife. Would you throw away the key and tie your arms together? Don't wanna be a team that doesn't play because it's awful weather.
Serena, that was absolutely gorgeous. What a way to kick the Friday off. Thank you for coming in. That was so nice. Remind us of the name of that track there.
That was Stormy Boy.
Stormy Boy. What kind of a dog was Stormy Boy?
A Huntaway.
Oh, gorgeous. The best kind of dog.
Yeah, trained farm dog. He was awesome.
Oh, beautiful. My Huntaway is a very untrained ex-farm dog.
Huntaway?
Yeah, at my parents' place. I miss him.
Oh.
Thank you so much for coming in, Serena, and chatting to us this morning and playing us those gorgeous songs from My Friends, your brand new album, which is out today on vinyl, on digital, on any other format. tapes or CDs? Or
CDs. Yep. Meme. So, yep, we've got something for every generation.
Every type of car.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. That's the one. I mean, vinyl in a car. I want to see that.
That would be flash indeed. Hey, thank you so much for coming in. Enjoy celebrating the rest of your album, and we'll see you on the 8th of April Tuning Fork with Bub. That's going to be awesome. People can grab tickets from mousymusic.com.
Awesome.
Thanks so much, Serena.
All right.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.